Thanks. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. I got a pretty fun episode for you today. This is CJSF's SOCAN audit section, at least these next few days, which means that I have to... Well, they want to hear Canadian content, and they want to make sure I'm playing the right amount of Canadian content, which I am. Therefore, I'm making this a special Canadian spotlight episode, even though I'm hitting my quantities normally. We got all Canadian content this week. A lot of bands you've heard before and a few you haven't. So, other than that, it's also Listener Appreciation Week. I'll give a full shout out to you guys later, but right now I just want to say I'm really glad to have you on the show. It's a real pleasure doing this, and I hope you enjoy listening to it just as much as I like making it. I'm recording this Monday day. Not live, unfortunately. I think I said that already. I don't know. Let's get it started. This is Talon's Grasp by Decree. Let's get it.
This is Bird Note. Dr. Clinton Francis is a sensory ecologist who studies how noise pollution affects birds, like this black-headed grosbeak. He says sounds from machines and vehicles can really disrupt bird behavior because, for most birds, their sense of hearing isn't very good.
Even though birds do rely on acoustics and hearing quite strongly, your typical bird hears about half as well as we do.
Birds rely on their hearing to sense predators and prey and for mating. They need to hear each other's songs and calls in order to communicate and find each other. That makes them very sensitive to noise pollution. Clinton says some species, like the black-headed grosbeak, will just avoid places that get too loud for them.
In our long-term study sites in New Mexico, where we've studied how noise from essentially the energy sector restructures bird communities, we see a complete loss of about one-third of species in noise-polluted areas.
But Clinton says there are lots of ways to help, from switching to quieter electric vehicles to using lawn equipment outside of morning hours when birds are singing the most. Rakes are strongly encouraged. Or just leave the leaves. Learn more about what you can do to reduce noise pollution on the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tasha Lawson.
We'll be right back.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are listening to Wire Nerve, our home for industrial, and your home for industrial in the lower mainland. That, oh my god, my mic is peaking like crazy. I got, this thing is evil. Let me see if I can adjust the gain. Is that the, that's the fancy knob. Okay. If I talk like this, there we go. That's better-ish. That was Assimilate by Skinny Puppy. Oh, it's still peaking. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm still getting the hang of this at-home recording stuff. Assimilate by Skinny Puppy. That's a classic. Like everyone. You should know that. But if you don't, you know now. You know what I'm saying? We welcome everybody. All levels of industrial. It's just a classic little dancey number from their first... Hold on. How does it go? Remission was the EP, and then Bites was the full album. But it's their first full album. Yeah, I think. Approximately. You can... I'll fact check myself. Oh my god. I'll fact check myself. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the waveform. It's evil. This is an evil mic. Don't buy one of these. I got it at Goodwill. So, anyways, before that we had Talon's Grass by Decree off the album Wake of Devastation. All Canadian content today. Coming up next, let me make sure I'm not missing anything. Coming up next, we have Psych by Econoline Crush. Econoline Crush, also from Vancouver. They're really cool. They start out as industrial rock type thing, but as time went on, they just kind of got more into alt rock area. They lost their industrial edge. But Purge EP, the one I'm playing today, is from their industrial era, so it's pretty sick. Hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Coral reefs are extraordinarily diverse ecosystems, home to fish, sea turtles, and countless other marine species. But reefs are in trouble. Climate change is causing more heat waves in the oceans, and when corals get hot, they bleach, expelling the algae that give them vibrant colors and food. With time, bleached corals can recover, but they often die if heat waves last too long or occur repeatedly.
When you see one of these beautiful ecosystems with so much diversity and so much going on, and you see it die before your very eyes, it's just heartbreaking.
C. Mark Akin is the former head of Coral Reef Watch at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. In a new study, he and his colleagues found that a 2014 to 2017 heat wave caused moderate or more severe bleaching in more than half of the world's reefs. And it caused moderate or greater mortality in 15% of reefs. Some groups are working to restore reefs, but as the climate warms, intense heat waves continue to put coral reefs in peril.
So the most important thing we can do right now is to address climate change. If we don't do that, the rest of it is going to be futile.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
CJSF 90.1, there we go. Okay, we're picking up. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, sorry. You are listening to Wired Nerve. I hope your guys' evenings are still going well. You know, if you're in traffic or whatever, at least you have some sick music to accompany you. You were just listening to Cyberactive, which if you think about it, is very much just Bites era Skinny Puppy, but you swap out Ogre for Reese Fulber. Shout out Reese Fulber. He came to SFU campus one day because okay, it's really funny. I was walking around campus and I saw someone who I was like, man, that looks a lot like Reese Fulber from Frontline Assembly and all the other bands. And I was like, I don't know if that's him though. I'm not going to talk to him. And then like 2 days later, I saw on my Instagram a photo of him at SFU campus. So I think that was Reese Fulber. Reese Fulber, if you'd like to have an interview and you're listening, I'd be very happy to. You can reach out to me, and this goes for everybody. If you want to talk to me, if you want to give me song suggestions or just say hi, you can email me at wireandnerve@hotmail.com. Or if you want to keep up with some of my postings,